Welcome to Lesson 10. This lesson will show you some popular ways to search the vast amount of information on the Internet. First, we'll access Netscape's search page and find out what it has to offer. Then we'll pick one of the search tools on that page and look for web pages on a specific topic. Next, we'll work with a tool that lets you locate people on the Internet. And finally, I'll point out a nice search tool that helps you locate news groups on the net. Look over the topics and then click the play button to start searching the Internet. If your Netscape Navigator program is not open right now, go ahead and open it using the Programs menu in the Start menu. If it is open, make sure Navigator's window is maximized. Click ZoomTutor's play button when Navigator is set up and ready to go. There are literally hundreds of search tools available on the Internet. Netscape has picked the best of these search tools and placed them on a special web page called NetSearch. You can access this page by clicking Navigator's NetSearch button. It is located right below Navigator's location box. Please click the NetSearch button now. As always, I'll pause the audio whenever you link to a new page. Just click ZoomTutor's play button to continue with the lesson after the page is displayed. Near the top of the NetSearch page is a section called the Search Sampler. The five most popular search tools are listed horizontally. To sample one of them, you simply click on one. The sampler then appears right below it. Right now, a sample of the highlighted search tool is currently displayed. We could use one of these samplers to search the Internet, but let's look further down the page. There are two other sections in the NetSearch page called Other Services and Search Categories. If you don't see them now, click inside the vertical scroll bar to scroll down. The Other Services section provides links to the full-blown versions of the search tools listed up top. Other popular search tools are also featured here. We're going to work with a search engine called Lycos during this lesson. First, locate its link in the Other Services section. When you found it, click on it. The Lycos search page provides categories of information you can browse through, such as sites by subject. You can also enter a specific topic to search for. Let's search for web pages related to airfares. There should be two rectangles near the top of the page. First, make sure the rectangle on the left displays the words "the web." If it doesn't, click the button on the far right side of that rectangle and click "the web." Next, click inside the rectangle with the word "for" on its left. If there is already an entry inside the rectangle, double-click inside it. Now type in the word "airfares." Do not type any spaces. When you're done typing, click the Go Get It button just to the right of the rectangle. I'll pause the audio since the search might take a few moments. Lycos should now be displaying the first 10 items relating to airfares. Near the top of the page, Lycos tells you how many total relevant documents it found. Each item in the list is actually a link to a web page. All you have to do is click on a link to go right to that page. Scroll down through this list until you reach link number 10 on that page. Then click ZoomTutor's play button to continue. To see the next 10 items that Lycos found, click the Next Page link, which should be located in the section right beneath the 10th search result item. The next 10 links are on this page. A lot of these websites look promising, don't they? Although it would be nice to check out a few of them now, I want to show you a few other search tools. If you want to come back here later, you can save these search results by just making a bookmark for it. Pause the audio if you'd like to do that now, and then resume to continue with the lesson. Now click Navigator's back button until you return to the NetSearch page. Often you might want to locate a person's email address or web page on the Internet. The White Pages offers several great search tools to help you find people. First, locate the White Pages link within the Search Category section of this page. When you found it, click on it. Let's check out the 411 tool. You might have to scroll down to find its link. When you've located it, click on it. 411 is a popular way to locate someone's email address on the Internet. Go ahead and enter the first and last name of someone you know that has an email address. If you don't know of anyone, enter your own name. To type into a rectangle, just click inside it. Click ZoomTutor's play button when you're finished. Now click the Search button. You might see a warning message from Navigator explaining that the information you just entered will not be protected as it zooms across the Internet. If you see this message, click the Continue button inside the message box. Click ZoomTutor's Play button when your search results are displayed. If 411 could not find any matches, it should tell you so. If this has happened to you, pause the audio, click Navigator's Back button, and try searching for a different name. If your search was successful, you might see several listings that match the name you entered. The full name is listed on the left, and part of the email address is listed on the right. Click on one of the names to see the entire email address. You should now see more information about the person, including the email address. Look over the page and then click ZoomTutor's Play button to continue. Now let's go back to the NetSearch page. But instead of clicking Navigator's Back button, you can bring up a new copy of the page by just clicking the NetSearch button again. Go ahead and click the NetSearch button now. You are probably looking at a different search sampler at the top of the page. Each time you access this page, there is usually a different search tool highlighted. If you took ZoomTutor's lesson on working with newsgroups, you might be interested in searching for newsgroups on a specific topic. The Search Categories section on this page offers a link to search tools designed to locate newsgroups and articles. First, locate the Search Categories section. You might have to scroll down the page a bit. Next, click on the link called Newsgroups. The Newsgroups page contains quite a few good search tools for both newsgroups and newsgroup articles. Locate a link called Deja News. When you found it, click on it. The first rectangle in the Deja News page lets you search for articles that contain a certain word. The second rectangle lets you search for actual newsgroups that talk about a certain subject. Let's search for newsgroups that talk about music. First, click inside the lower rectangle. Now type the word music. After you've typed in the word, click the Find button to the right of the rectangle. The page you're looking at now should list the newsgroups that talk about music. Clicking a newsgroup brings up a list of current articles within the newsgroup. You can then click on an article to read it. We're going to wrap up this lesson now, but if you'd like to come back here after the lesson is over, just leave the Navigator window open. If not, you can close Navigator now. This lesson has given you just a taste of the many search tools available on the Internet. I encourage you to refer to the NetSearch page often. As you experiment with more search tools, you'll find the ones that work best for you. This concludes Lesson 10 and the Netscape Navigator tutorial. I enjoyed exploring the Internet with you and hope to work with you again in another ZoomTutor tutorial. Remember to check out Zoom's How Do I Helper on Surfing the Internet with Netscape Navigator. You'll find step-by-step instructions for the most popular surfing activities on the net. When you return to the Navigator tutorial menu, you can click on a lesson to review it, or click the main button to go to the main menu, or click the exit button to leave ZoomTutor. Goodbye.